This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation, the whys and the wherefores, the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that people have been talking about. And maybe you've been talking about people in your family because it's been New Year's and parties and you got together with your family and you had a little like, I know we had a little of that in my family, not much, but just a little. So, but I think that progress, which hopefully this year will stand. The word for this year, I picked out a word. Ladies, maybe you picked out a word too. My word is progress. And I don't want to get in the way of progress. I hope that we can be a leader when it comes to thinking. We will do our best because there's so much bad news and there's a lot of good news. But let's, you know, do better than we did as far as the good news stuff is concerned. And so here's an example of what I would consider. Maybe we should start every hour with a piece of good news. The governor of Colorado, Jared Polis?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Commuting the sentence. Remember the story of this truck driver who got sentenced to 110 years in prison for a wreck that killed 4 people? Governor of Colorado says that's crazy. Unjust. So now this fellow, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros, is going to go to jail. Well, he has a 10-year sentence, and he'll be eligible for parole in 5. So is that fair under the circumstances? If you don't know the story, this guy Medeiros was driving a semi. It was back in April of 2019, 85 miles an hour, and the brakes on the truck failed. He tried to pull over to the shoulder to avoid some stopped traffic ahead of him. But another semi had already stopped there. That was the off-the-road thing that we've been talking about. You know, the when they have no brakes, what do they call that? That most highways have
and,
places
yeah, it's
on
like
them.
Uphill. I forget what it's called. It's,
right.
It's,
that like excess ramp?
Yeah, it's a ramp.
Yeah, right. If the truck's coming downhill and their brakes go out, they go up that, and it stops them and slows them down.
Right.
And I
totally he was going too fast. And so that is something to be held into account. But he couldn't stop. He couldn't pull over. There was another semi. And so there was a 28-car pileup. Once he hit the back car, just, you know, it pushed all these cars together. And as a result of that, I mean, you consider 85 miles an hour, you're going to kill some people. There's no way around it. So 4 people died. And he was responsible. I think holding him, there were a lot of people that didn't dig into this, and they thought it was outrageous, or they didn't dig into it, and they said, yeah, the guy killed 4 people, put him away for the rest of his life. Well, there were 5 million people who signed a petition asking Polis to reduce the sentence, and so that's what he did. So writing what is wrong, yet holding him responsible, because he was responsible. To let him off, some people said, I shouldn't have gone. Nah, he needed to have some 85 miles an hour on any highway, especially with a semi, in conditions that you don't really know. You're asking for it. Frankly, most of the trucks, by the way, this had to have been a privately owned truck, because most of the big corporations now that have, you see them all over the place, Hunt, and, I mean, you can Swift, there are like a dozen big national companies. They put governors on all their trucks, and they're governed out at 74. So some of them at 71. So the trucks can't go faster than that. No matter how much you push the throttle down, the governor cuts the amount of fuel into the system, and therefore the truck will not go any won't go any faster than that. That's it. Obvious, and the private-owned trucks don't often, the drivers are the owners, and they want to go faster because, you know, it's money times money, literally and figuratively.
And maybe not monitoring the truck as it would have been had it been a corporation that owned the truck, looking
most
at the
of
brakes.
Yeah, most of the trucks now have automatic computers that report everything that's going on in the cab. The speed, how much fuel's being used, whether you've used up your 10 hours. I think it's 10 hours. You can drive 10 hours straight, and then you have to take 8 hours off. It's either 10 or 12. I can't remember which it is. Some driver who's listening to us now, because there are lots of truckers that listen to this program, you can maybe send us on our social media, Twitter at DJV Show. Same thing for Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show. And Jay will monitor that, and I'm pretty sure it's pretty much the same. So anyway, but the bottom line here is that he's getting his just dessert. Is that what we agree on, ladies?
Well, I think this seems a lot more reasonable than 110 years. He's a 26-year-old guy with a wife and a young toddler, you know.
Well,
I understand.
Doesn't take away
unless the people lost their lives.
I understand. Yeah. 4 people died. I get that. And he should be punished, and he will be, but I don't know. I think 110 years was excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So what's going on?
When you look at people who have done a lot more and been given terms of a lot less, it really does make you question
that. Yeah, that is. We seem to have there's no rhyme or reason oftentimes, especially if it's a state court versus a federal court. There's a lot of inaccuracies or inconsistencies. A lot of people evacuated over the weekend, homes destroyed. You see the video from all of these towns in Denver or around. It's actually northwest of Denver. 1,000 structures were burned to the ground. Most destructive wildfire in the history of Colorado. Luckily, nobody's died, but there are a couple of people, I think, that have disappeared and they haven't been found, right? 6,200 acres in 24 hours. Woo! But the thing that was scariest about it, if you want to focus on that, there were winds of up to 110 miles an hour that blew that stuff so fast. That's why the houses were destroyed. You know, there's now 10 inches of snow on the ground out there. It's snowing heavily in Washington, moving up the coast to where you are, Victoria, and then up into my neck of the woods, although it's cold today. It's supposed to warm up again. It was wonderful yesterday. We did a lot of work on the farm. Temperature in the upper 40s. It was cool.
Are you supposed to get a lot of accumulation? Because it kind of blows out to sea.
Yeah, no.
Kind of looks like it takes a turn before it really
dust.
Gets to you.
Right, yeah. It's a dust or so. But the reason I brought it up is because going out to California last week, we hit headwinds. And this has been the story all week long. Anybody that was going from the East Coast to the West Coast, whether it was Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington especially, because they take the northern route, there were winds of 100, 10, 20, 30. Pilots had 140-mile-an-hour headwinds. So in order to avoid that, they flew up into Canada. So it was an extra the normal flying time from Boston to Los Angeles, about 6 hours and 30 minutes. This was an extra hour. Went up to Canada and then down an extra 700 miles. So it's an extra hour plus. And that, you know, either that or you go through or like going, if you have those winds, and you're not above the clouds, can you imagine how unpleasant that ride would be? No thanks. I'm happy they went up over the way they did. A lot of people had to deal with cancellations, and you'll notice, unless somebody corrects me, my experience has been, and if you look at the boards, the flights that are canceled are usually the low-hanging fruit, like New York to Washington or New York down to Charlotte, something that's a short hop. They rarely, if ever, cancel the long haul because they're expensive and they're hard to fix. So they now, we were talking about this earlier, the fact that the stewardesses, the flight attendants, want to stay out for 10 days instead of 5, whereas all the airlines want them to come back in 5 because they can't keep up with the schedule. And I think the most impact was Southwest again. This past month, at the end of the month, people run out of hours, and that was the reason. You won't find any cancellations today, and you won't find them this week because they've got a crew now. They've got enough crews. And I'm going to give you one more bit of information. I do a lot of traveling. This month I'll be on the road or in the air every weekend. And I was doing some work putting together a trip to go to Salt Lake City a week after next. And so I went online, I got the price. I thought, wow, this is crazy. This is a lot more money than it was last year for me to do the same thing. So I took apart, I was telling the ladies, I took apart the flight, so the different segments, and it became much less expensive doing it that way than to have it all one big flight. So I would, if those of you who are looking around, if you, it's not that difficult to do. You don't have to be sophisticated. Just take the first leg. For example, on my trip was Boston, Chicago, $49. Second leg was Chicago to Salt Lake City. It came up, the whole thing was priced at $580, I think, if I did it as one big round trip. But if I took them apart, I saved a couple hundred bucks. So, the old
See, I'm the opposite. If I can't get there on a nonstop flight, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well, I'll go because I can more easily, it may take me an extra hour, but I can more easily get what I want as far as where I want to sit in the plane by doing it that way. Frankly, because there's no direct flight for me on American from Boston to Salt Lake. I'd have to go on Delta, and I'd have to sit in a rotten seat, and I'd have to pay more than I would otherwise. So it's just a question of how you do it. Most people are not that sophisticated. They just want to get from point A to point B, and what's the price, and here we go. So, you know, there ought to be a law, though. I said this to the flight attendant. This sounds awful, but I'm going to say it anyway. There ought to be a law against having children in the front of the plane. How's that
in
for
first class?
Yeah. Yep.
No. Nope. What about if they're your
if they're well behaved children? Yeah, if they're well-behaved children.
So how do we decide the difference between well behaved? The kids that sat behind me were obnoxious, and the parents, you know. So what do you do about that?
How say something to the parents.
Yeah.
You want to get into a fist fight on the plane? The way people are now.
It's also about the delivery. If you like turn around and you're like your children are being uncivilized, can you do something?
How
about
old are these?
Yeah,
kids?
That might start a fist fight.
7, 8, 9 years old, probably.
But if you ask the parents, like, hey, your child keeps kicking my seat, can you just please ask them not to, and don't address the child.
It wasn't
themselves,
so much that
the
they were running up and down the aisles. They were screaming and yelling, and
then put your headphones on.
I did do that.
Mind
fine.
Your own business.
Thank
That's
you.
My take. I was very judgmental of people with kids before I had a kid, and now I get it. Now I'm like, let them be a kid.
Okay. Thank you very much for your advice. 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earn Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off earns January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 at the hour now. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, or Jay in this case, Victoria, our survey looking around at what's going on in social media, and then Jay getting a grasp. We've had lots to say about some of the things that are going on. Britney Spears, for example, and Marilyn Taylor Greene, and now Antonio Brown occupies our attention. The Bucks have released him. Bizarre mid-game scene. And so where do we go? The biggest thing, if I could throw my two cents worth in here, Jay, is the lack of understanding what is actually going on with this guy. The superficial way of, this guy's got to be crazy. No, well, he may be, depending on your definition. But this guy's a very disturbed individual. And the 9 out of 10 doctors would tell you it's because he got hit badly. When was the game that he got hit badly? A couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. I can't remember if it was 2016 or 2018. It was during a Steelers game against Cincinnati, and he kind of took a pretty dirty hit that resulted in a concussion. And he's had some troubles even before that quote-unquote dirty hit. He has faced sexual assault allegations, beating a moving truck driver. There's been a lot of stuff going on, but this latest situation where he basically stripped the top half of his body and ran off the field, ran through the end zone into the locker room mid-game, like it was the third quarter of the game, and he just completely quit. And so a lot of people are saying there needs to be a point where you start a focus on CTEs and the traumatic brain injuries. And is this kind of along the lines of it, or is this just also maybe his personality because of the issues he had before that hit? And the head coach of the Bucks, he already addressed this incident with the media, and he said that Antonio Brown's career in Tampa Bay is over. He is no longer a Buccaneer.
Well, his career maybe needs to be over to protect himself, whether he realizes that or not. But look at the history of football players and violence. The guy that played for the Patriots who killed a couple of people and then he killed himself in jail, I forget his name, But
Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, yeah. Right, exactly. And there are how many other examples of football?
Well, the Aaron Hernandez thing is he seemed like a pretty dirty guy even before he started playing football.
Well, there are some people that say that's what happened to O.J. Simpson. The people who are apologists for him say he got hit so badly when he was playing, it took a long time for it to surface, but did he have the same circumstance? Was it because of that that he lost his mind? There are a lot of different colors to this.
Violence is definitely linked with it. We know, yes. You know, we've seen time and time again.
And in the instance of Antonio Brown, he's been an advocate for mental health. He's been saying that all pro athletes should have more mental health help around them. Mm-hmm. Although when it comes to the CTE situation, he says he's in the camp of like, no, I don't have that.
No, baloney.
Well, because who wants to say they have that?
Who wants to acknowledge, yeah.
So then there's this over the weekend, the Washington football team, one of the players, Ricky Seals-Jones, barreled into a cameraman and got hit. He got bad neck and head injuries. I guess both people did as far as that's concerned. But here we go again with the kind of stuff that you can get. This is a rough, nasty, dirty game. And I go back to what I say very frequently because I'm not a supporter of youngsters playing football. If you sign a contract, you know what you're getting into. But kids in high school or college, no. You're a bad parent if you let your kid play football, I think. 28 after the hour.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. The $9 billion medical miracle that never existed. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and former CEO of blood testing company Theranos, on Monday was found guilty of conspiracy and fraud against certain investors by a California jury. Apple Technology on Monday became the first publicly traded company to be worth $3 trillion. It comes less than 2 years after the company became the first to get a $2 trillion valuation. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is much more than a humanitarian issue. The amount of drugs entering the country is astronomical and deadly to our youth.
For the first time in America's history, federal law enforcement stationed at the borders intercepted more smuggled fentanyl than heroin over the last year. Not only were the fentanyl seizures at the highest levels ever recorded, but fentanyl overdoses within the United States also hit new highs, indicating the success that transnational criminal organizations had in pushing their deadly products to the public. Derek Maltz is a former DEA agent.
Restricted warfare, and they're using the Mexican cartels as a proxy to kill our future generation. Our future military, our doctors, our lawyers, our teachers. We are losing 100,000 Americans a year. 275 to 300 a day. The vast majority is from the poisonous fentanyl. The cartels and the social media facilitation, they're operating with impunity right now. We need to be much more aggressive. Mexican cartel poison is inundating our communities and the kids are being deceived.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
The FDA on Monday gave its okay to Pfizer booster shots for kids ages 12 to 15 as part of a series of new recommendations. The FDA-approved booster must now get the okay from the CDC. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer off today. The supply chain, the problems that we're having, even getting a table at a restaurant, getting your car washed, things that, you know, buying products, waiting in line, getting a car, whatever it is. I noticed there's something directly related to that, IKEA. All the furniture made in Sweden, right? Do you have any in your home, Victoria, Jay? IKEA
not,
stuff?
Actually, yeah, my couch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My sofa, yep.
What about you,
throughout
Jay?
The years, I've always had some parts, something from IKEA.
What appeals to you about buying things at IKEA?
Well, the design and the affordability. I lived in Manhattan for a really long time. IKEA is a store that is literally made for apartment living.
Isn't it all modern stuff, pretty much? Would you call it modern?
Yeah. Modern Scandinavian kind of, yeah. But yeah, it's very, you know, it's easily transportable. You load it up in the back of your car, and then you build your furniture when you get home, and you pull your hair out trying to figure out what the instructions are. And so, it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah, I suppose. So you said it was affordable. Mm-hmm. So what does the current price increase, almost 10%, 9%, 10%, not only here in America but all across the world, company says the reason they have to raise the prices is because the ongoing supply chain disruptions, which we can blame on the Chinese Communist government and the pandemic, right? So what is anybody doing about it, one would wonder. They say during the pandemic, quote, despite rising costs all around us, we kept prices stable with the aim to keep prices as low as possible. But it was the right thing to do then. Unfortunately, now, for the first time since higher costs have begun to affect the global economy, we have to pass parts of those increased costs to our customers. So will they be alone, or are there others that will be doing it so they'll continue to have their competitive edge or to be successful? Because when you do stuff like this that increases these kinds of prices, people go somewhere else if they have someplace else to go. But is everybody going to do the same thing is the question.
Yes.
Yeah. And we look around and see what the cost of food is, what the cost of pretty much everything is.
But also a 9% increase at IKEA, for some products, that's cents on the dollar. So, and that's the thing. When you're starting that low, it'll be interesting to see if they're higher end items like the sofas and the sofa would be the biggest, the most expensive thing they have. You'll see a difference in that, of course. You know, you add 9% on to a $1,500 sofa, then sure, you'll see a difference there. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to deter people. They've built such an incredible brand, and like for all the other reasons that I already mentioned, IKEA is still going to be the go-to for college dorms and for people living in cities and in apartments.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of my house. I remember putting some things together when my children were younger. Jay, you got any in your house?
No, we don't. Not that I'm against it. We just don't have anything in our house from IKEA.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, as an example of what's going on. Not only that, but the prices that people who own businesses, the wages that they have to pay now. Apparently, there's an overview from the National Employment Law Project finding that 25 different states, 56 municipalities raising their minimum wage at the beginning or the end of this year. So why not at the beginning? Some of them aren't going to take effect until the end of the year. The wage floor is $15 an hour. I guess in some places, like San Francisco, it's higher than that, right? And how is this going to help the labor shortage by bringing more people in? What's it going to do to the survivability of companies that have a tight margin to begin with? See, that's the thing. You're teetering on the edge one way or the other. Big companies that have plenty of money, yep, that's fine. Small companies, the local plumber, the local carpenter, the local name whoever it is, and they probably can't afford $15 an hour. So if they do pay it, does that mean sooner or later they're going to be out of business? Or perhaps worse still, the guy who owns the company will take enough work for him to do and then lay everybody else off. That I've seen happen already. And I'm going to bet that there are other people who have seen that, people who have small, people who listen to this program. This is, for whatever the reason, this program seems to be a lightning rod for people like me. Maybe they identify with me, a small business guy trying to survive in the big, ugly world of big companies competing and trying to put you out of business. So in this circumstance, I was talking to a guy yesterday, came to the farm, and he has a landscaping business. And he was looking for a place to work with our composting guys, because he doesn't have trucks nor drivers anymore, so he wants to work with the people that I have on the farm doing composting to take his compost stuff. And I thought it was interesting. He said, I'm just back to me and my family. He'd had 15 workers, and he said, I just can't. I'm looking around. I can't compete, and I can't pay these people this kind of money. So I need to come up with a different solution in order for me and my family to survive. So how many people do you think there are listening right now who are going through that problem?
Probably quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's That's the thing. This whole pandemic has forced us to shift every part of our lives.
Yeah.
How and where we work, you know. People moved. They left big cities. They moved closer to family. It's amazing. It's changed how we eat, how we sleep. I mean, everything is different, and how we run our businesses are different. And they're going to have to adapt, or else they won't survive.
Well, I think under the circumstances, there better be a change in attitude for a lot of things, and I don't see it. I see all this anger still about. As I said, I think earlier, there's an article in Newsweek magazine this week suggesting that there are teams of people all around the country getting ready to pounce on. Well, I hope there's nothing to this. Is Newsweek a credible source? I don't know anymore. I don't usually pay that much attention to this, but this jumped out of a page at me as I was looking around for things as I do. I'm curious, so I want to see what newspapers are saying, magazines, that kind of stuff. And this just jumped out at me. I don't see it anyplace else. So does that mean it's not true? I don't know. You ladies have seen this. You heard me talking about it earlier. Did you go? You always do. You're always fact-checking me. So is there anything?
I did not fact-check you on this.
Ah!
I believed you.
You do.
Okay. Well, I believe that you read what you read. Yes.
Right. Okay. So then, you know, under the circumstances, I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating because the new year gives us all kinds of new opportunities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We hear all of that stuff.
New hope, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cleansing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that stunning shot of the comet Leonard? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Comet. It reminds me.
There was a whole big meteor shower this weekend, right?
Yep. Yeah. Right.
And we had too many lights here. We missed it, but.
Well, are they?
Yeah, we had a lot of clouds.
At this time of year, aren't there more of them because you can see them more? Is it the like if you look if you're in the northern hemisphere, and you look north, you can see a lot of these things. I don't know, but hello.
It's great when it's a really clear night, and you also have a new moon instead of a full moon.
Yeah, right.
You can see a lot more.
Happy birthday to Kanye Tanaka, the world's oldest person, turned 119. There's a pictorial on her. I was thinking about her with the passing of Betty White, looking around for people who's the oldest person around. This lady was born January 2nd, 1903. Think about that. She lived in Japan, lived in Hawaii, and she says, I want to live to be 120. Well, she's 120.
There you go.
There you go. Take it 1 year at a time.
These old Capricorn broads seem to be living a long time.
There
Betty
you go.
White, this lady.
Yep, yep. How about you? You're going to be an old Capricorn broad someday.
I hope so.
Right? Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought she's the seventh in nine siblings. She was married when she was 19 years old, supported her family by running a noodle shop when her son and her husband went to fight in the Sino-Japanese War in 1937, and they continued to fight in World War II. So what do you suppose she's thought? I mean, she's thinking or she's seen, and
she's
what do you think
lot,
she thinks
right?
about America and, you know, her own country and what? Well, there's no comment here, but it's just, you know, thinking about, it's kind of breathtaking to think, what would life be like? Let's say I stick around for 100 years. So 2046, which is, 25 years from now, so not that long. Maybe it'll be, I don't know, I hope whatever happens that I run out like Betty White does. She's going to fall asleep and, you know, wake up. That's it. See you later. But on that January 17th thing in the movie theaters, mark that down in your calendar, folks, because you're going to want to go see that, it seems to me. Alright, so there's a poll out about violence. We'll talk about that after these words here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Victoria, and I just chuckling. Jay probably had a chuckle too. I have 14 or 15 daily sites that I look at, peruse around. I actually look at a hard newspaper as well every day just to kind of get a sense as to what's going on. And then I attitudinally add my 2 cents worth. So I just said that this lady, the story of the oldest person, came from the Japan Times, which is the independent Asian newspaper, kind of like the Epoch Times, only it's for Japan. And not only does it have the story of this woman, but also headline on this paper, Tokyo researchers say that the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, gives protection for life. In the same article, they suggest Omicron will be the beginning of the end of the COVID pandemic. All right, so a couple of good thoughts for you to hold on to.
Okay, yeah. That's a direct down with that. Contradiction to us having our immunity wane after 6 months, but okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the thought of having to get a booster shot again.
Nah, that didn't make any difference to me. I don't care. One way or another. Matter of fact, I was thinking I could maybe cheat and get one.
No.
Oh, yeah, you really didn't have many side effects from these, have
None.
You? The booster
None.
Shot got me worse
the,
than
the second one.
The second
I kind of didn't feel great, but the first one.
Just
anyway, one in
fire. Hold on. He wants one like every week.
The poll suggests that Americans are increasingly justifying political violence. 1 in 3 Americans believe violence against the government can be justified.
Oof.
I wonder where that all settles with our listeners. Check it out. You can input at our social media if you'd like. 49 actually.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wait a minute. Get it? There, wait for it. There it is. The theme from that fabulous radio program. Now, if we were to listen to the Money Pit podcast, would we be thrilled to hear that theme as well? Do you use that as the intro for the podcast?
We do, in fact, use that theme as our sort of trademark theme. And on the episode that we have just dropped, now that we're just talking about the fact that we're supposed to be seeing snow in our part of the nation today, although it hasn't arrived yet. But our lead story in the podcast is about supercharging wood stoves for maximum heat. You know, it makes a big difference what kind of wood you put in the stove and how much heat you get out of it. So we've got to walk you through that process.
You love to see the stove that we have in the barn down at the farm. I have what I did is convert an old oil, a 275-gallon oil tank. And so we have a vent, obviously, on it. It goes outside. We have a fan behind it. And we burn everything. That's the trees
that's
that
awesome.
Fall down around the farm.
Yeah.
We put logs in there that are 4 feet long, weigh 200 pounds, burns them right up. All the scraps of everything that are around, rather than put them in a landfill, burn them up. And then about once a month, we clean out the tank. It's about 4, 5, 6 inches of old nails. It throws off good heat. And we're
it's not
using
a wood stove, it's an incinerator.
And that's pretty much what it is. You're right about that.
Yeah.
All right, one of our listeners named Darren says he's planning a kitchen remodel. I'm not sure where to start after he rips out the kitchen. Then what does he do?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you rip out, you can't imagine that conversation. Hon, I decided I'm going to remodel the kitchen, so I ripped out all the cabinets. And then what?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
How do you do
listen,
that?
A kitchen remodel is one that you really have to plan very carefully because, first of all, it involves a number of trades which have to be scheduled, electricians and plumbers and carpenters and such. Secondly, a lot of what you're talking about putting in that kitchen in new has a delivery time which is, you know, greatly impacted by the supply issues of today. It's always been difficult. You know, you always had to have at least 6 weeks to order kitchen cabinets and sometimes more, and now it could be months. So, you know, this is not a project that you go about lightly without that kind of planning. So I think the best place for you to start is obviously with that plan. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, you know, the home centers are really pretty good at laying out some kitchen options for you. All you do is bring in your dimensions and a few photos, and they have folks that do this every day. And I'm pretty sure there's no charge for these initial designs that will give you some options for that kitchen cabinet design. You really need to lay that out first and then back into it all those operational delivery times and such, and then you can plan when it's time to start taking them apart. But you don't want to do that really until you have all of that planning done and at least the delivery is absolutely imminent. Because frankly, Doug, the time it takes to replace kitchen cabinets themselves is a day or two.
Yeah.
If you're not doing anything major aside from that, if you're not like moving the sink, moving the range position, you know, you can remove and replace your kitchen cabinets in a couple of days, but it takes a long time to get to that moment.
Yeah, I have a few cabinets I'm replacing here in my kitchen, and what we're trying to do is revise, because I put in a new refrigerator, revive, but a little of both, some of the old cabinets that had been taken out before I moved in here, give them a new face, and put them up. I painted the kitchen and the den, so I thought, oh, well, we'll change, make it something that, again, I'm short of space,
right,
Frank, and just as a single person living alone, for that to be the reality, you know, we're pretty short on facilities to put things away. So I have stuff I was sort of rearranging on the top panel all of the stuff they have for vases and the milk pitcher that's a cow.
So,
and,
so are you adding cabinets or are you?
No, I'm adding cabinets, yeah.
And are you painting everything or refinishing everything to match? Or?
Well, these, yes, I'm leaving the cabinets the stained color that they were. I did redid the trim and the walls because I didn't want to do all of that yet. But yeah. I may, you know, I don't know. I may rip out the whole kitchen. Depends on what goes. It's like, but I'm by myself. What do I care?
Yeah.
As well as a place to put stuff. Here's Carrie, who has a crack in her dining room ceiling. She's worried about it. Does she need to worry?
Yeah, she's concerned because it's textured. She sees a line. Looks like a beginning of a crack. You know, listen, all homes are going to have those sorts of cracks. Especially, I'll tell you where they'll form. They'll form at the intersections of walls and ceilings. They'll form above windows and doors. And they'll form in the middle of panels of drywall, even after they're taped over. So a minor crack like that, Carrie, is not a lot to worry about. It is particularly difficult to fix that in a textured ceiling because to do it right, you really have to remove the texture, and it's got to be really bad for me to want to do that. You know, I just kind of would prefer to just leave it alone with the textured ceiling. You could spray new texture over that. It comes in an aerosol can these days, sort of patching the repair material for texture.
I used to use
a slightly different color. So the issue is the repair going to look worse than the crack does now? You know?
Well, but it covers a lot of sins. That's why I used to use it under the circumstances. Check out the latest newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter as well. Tom Kreidler at 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.